Once upon a time, a drink was just a drink, and your favorite show didn't need a gritty reboot. But now, Sunny D has alcohol, Barney has trauma, and we're paying $14 for a juice with mushrooms and guilt. Today, we're unpacking what happens when everything from your childhood is rebranded, repackaged, and rebooted. Snacks, shows, and beverages included. If you've ever cried over a Kool-Aid commercial or impulse bought a Lisa Frank water bottle during a mental spiral, this one's for you.
Apocalypse and Avocados.
Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados, where the world is ending, but we're still hydrating with vibes in our emotional support juice boxes. This episode is brought to you by Unresolved Childhood Trauma and Artificial Flavoring. Today, we are talking about 90s nostalgia when juice used to just be juice. And I didn't have to wonder if it was a supplement, if I was microdosing on mushrooms, or what was going on. Yeah.
That's in juice form?
Yeah.
I want them. Sorry.
No, perfectly fine. But like growing up, I remember we had what seemed like a simple time. We had like Recess and Goosebumps on TV. We had a purple drink that had no name that came in a barrel.
Yeah, purple drink.
I remember the TV juices.
Is that what they were called? I never knew what
they were called. TV juices were the best.
I always remember at the family cookouts, you could go and there was a cooler of just those little plastic. I used to think they looked like grenades, but I guess they were barrels.
Your family is fucking rich, son. Shit.
Okay.
We're lucky if we got one of those a week.
This wasn't my family. This was like my mom's friend that she had from high school. Whenever we went to her house, her and her husband always had a cooler full of them. So they had
money. Was she Caucasian?
She was. Her husband was not.
Okay. Oh.
Oh,
still rich.
Notice how he said it was all a great flavor.
There was a blue one too, right? And red.
Yeah,
orange.
And a green one.
It was green.
I don't think the green one was gross. They were all gross.
Shit. Call me vinegar balls. I like the green one.
Do you also like the yellow Starburst?
No. I had to think about that. I was like, what the fuck does that taste like? I don't remember last time I had one.
It's like lemony, I think.
It is. It's lemon.
I like the orange one. The orange
I like
is also
whatever
my
one doesn't run away. Or whatever's easier to freaking unwrap at the time.
Oh my God.
I'm the cliche kid that will eat just the pink ones.
I hope only two come in a pack for
You can get the all pink one.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can buy the bag with all pink ones. I've done that before.
Where's the fucking fun in that?
That's the best part. Like your favorite flavor in every bite.
Yeah, but you're supposed to have disappointment. Otherwise, how are you gonna experience like the good time? Like, oh shit, I got four pink ones in this. No, now they're all pink. There's no excitement.
That's exciting for me because now I don't have to eat all the nasty ones I don't like.
Yeah.
I'm done with you.
I just eat them all anyway because I love candy, but
Sean just likes to put them all in his mouth.
All at once. See how many I can fit in.
We should do that.
Sounds reminiscent of something else.
My hoe days are over, Peter.
Only while I'm asleep.
Grape
drink. I remember grape drink.
Yeah, back to some other things that we had when we were younger. How about some of those other drinks that we used to have? Do you guys remember the Mondo drinks? Like they were like the Kool-Aid. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But they were shaped different.
Yeah.
Were they shaped different?
They were shaped slightly different.
I don't remember the cool shape.
Yes, they had the caps were bigger and they were much easier to break off. And the plastic was like frosted looking or more of a white color than a clear.
I do not remember. That whole part of my brain is like fried.
Okay, on that topic of merging adulthood and childhood, how about Capri Sun and the fact that they now have adult cocktail version?
Oh, I heard about that. They would do that to us. That's such a millennial thing. When you fucking poke the straw in and then you fucking explode the juice all over yourself.
Yeah, you have to do it at the right angle. Otherwise, you went right through it.
I actually shot the straw right through the bottom of the pouch one time.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's insane. I didn't know they made cocktail version of it. I think I would try it because those drinks were so sugar laden.
Yeah, they really were.
Everything we ate in the 90s was sugar laden.
Did you ever use them as mixers when you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You would cut the corner off and pour them into the cup.
Yep, that's what I did. Or sometimes if you didn't have anything to cut the corner, you just poke the hole like where the straw is supposed to go and you squish it all out.
Yep. Or if you don't have cups, you poke the hole, you drink some, you make the hole big enough to pour alcohol in, and then you use the pouch as your cup.
Yep, there you go.
I never did that.
You haven't played that. I mean,
some people do it, but I never did that myself. It just seemed too much work. Just drink the vodka straight.
Yeah.
We were terrible.
Yeah. Well, remember those like candies where you would get the little yellow jug and it was full of powder and then it had the seven little pieces of gum in it?
They were like, my God, yes, you loved those.
I know. I had to get it, only gave you like one Bubblicious worth of the gum after you found all the tiny little pieces.
Oh, yes,
cinnamon challenge where you're like.
That's where the cinnamon challenge was invented. From that candy.
And the zebra gum.
The zebra gum. That got hard in a matter of seconds. Like you start chewing it and immediately you had to spit it out.
Yep.
Hard in a matter of seconds all of those days.
Oh, God. I'm the one that's supposed to be the crass one.
We're talking about zebra gum, you filthy hoe. You used to change everything colors too, like the blue one would get like all of your face and your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Everything that we ate probably in the 90s was not good for us.
Fruit by the foot.
Oh my God. Fruit by the foot was amazing. But then, you know how people used to eat it and they're like, with the paper.
Yeah.
What am I trying? And they would hang it.
If it wasn't hanging out of your mouth, that you weren't doing it right.
Yeah.
Okay, that took a dark turn. Sorry. I'll stop. I'll just take a sip of my water.
God's water.
I was a little dehydrated. Sorry.
Do you guys feel like millennials are financially targeted with products these days?
Yes. Why did they come up with 5 PlayStations?
Man, they have 3 Xboxes, and the last one you don't even have to update now. But you're still getting PlayStation 15. Isn't that what's on the thing now? I don't know what number they're at. I don't like
There's 5. PlayStation 5 is supposedly the last one they're ever going to come out with, but who knows? But that's definitely targeted towards our generation for sure. Because I remember the first PlayStation came out.
Yeah.
They had,
it was ugly as fuck.
It was weird looking.
Yeah, it was like a little gray toolbox looking thing that opened from the top.
You press the button and it would just open, the top would open. You put the
disc in. We thought it was the coolest thing.
Now you think about it, you're like, no. That was dumb. Why did it open that way?
And then they got the PlayStation 2 that looked like a bomb.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yep.
And it broke so easy, too.
Yeah, if you throw anything hard enough, it breaks. And then they got the PlayStation 2 Slim, which popped open from the top again. Sorry.
Do you remember Tekken? Tekken was like the first game ever for PlayStation.
Yeah.
Well, no, they had Oddworld, too. Them too. Yeah. Everybody, like, I used to get all the girl characters just because they move faster and I could whip her cousin's ass. Because my her cousin was always like, oh, yeah, this guy's so much more powerful. I'm like, yeah, but she's faster. She just hit you in the nuts like 12 times.
I just hit you 17 times in the time it took you to hit me once. Awesome.
Exactly. Sorry, I've been interrupting. What else?
No, you're fine.
Was basically the upgraded version of Street Fighter. Because remember Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat? That's what
I remember when things were one-dimensional. You have open world.
Yeah. I remember when you had to follow the same path through a video game. You couldn't veer off of it or choose your direction. You were forced to just go the right way.
Yeah, you just go one direction and that was it.
Now games have gotten to the point where like Conan the Barbarian or Conan the Exiles, you can literally, if you're not in America because they censor everything here, you can literally choose the guy's fucking dick size.
What?
Yeah, you can choose his pec size, you can choose how ripped he is, and you can choose like hair, eyes, and how big his penis is, and you can have him walk around with just naked
where all these monsters are like chasing.
Why the fuck is he walking around naked?
Some people are just perverts
like me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but look at
Sean got so excited about this.
You can only do this if you live in like Europe or anywhere else in the world, and in the United States you can't choose. It's completely grayed out.
Oh, speaking of that, the alcoholic Capri Sun is available in Germany.
Oh, so they have some stuff that's fun.
Yes. And also on the topic of things that are clearly marketed towards millennials, Hi-C Ecto Cooler. Do you guys remember that?
Hi-C. I remember Hi-C.
The Ecto Cooler, yeah. the bright green one, I believe it was. And I think it had Slimer on it.
Oh, yes. I remember that. It had he was the guy from Ghostbusters or something. Yes.
It had a brief resurrection marketed towards millennials, obviously. And then other things that we can talk about, things that have been like rebooted. We've got Barbie that was turned into a movie that was clearly marketed towards millennial women. And then Goosebumps, they turned that into a new show.
That was a good show, though.
It was
pretty good.
It was. I agree. But it's just interesting how so many things from our childhood are coming back as almost like new entities. And they're not new to us. They're nostalgic and it makes us more drawn to them.
I can see it.
If you think about it, they probably try to do that with movies and things like that to get us who now should have children, to bring them to see those movies so that they can have that little piece of nostalgia we had when we were kids.
That's a good point.
As long as they've actually started to come back. The bangs that are like where you would blow dry and you have the giant hump here in the 90s.
Yeah, I had those.
they're coming back now. They're making a comeback. And of course, Gen Z thinks that it's like they created it. Like, no thanks. We had those giant fucking crazy ass bangs in the 90s. And they would sit there too. But the
Yeah.
Yep.
It's true.
Carissa's covered her entire forehead.
Yeah, I remember when Dad used to curl them for me, and then he burnt my fucking head.
They actually had a scab right there.
What a scab, like right in the middle of my forehead. He was such a good dad. He was curling my bangs for me.
He was curling your freaking forehead.
I'll never forget the video of the dog that comes over to you guys, and you guys get scared, and you're like running to go behind him, and he's just filming you guys running around him as the dog is getting closer.
That dog, did you see how fat it was? It was breathing heavy.
I don't remember this traumatic experience.
That French bulldog was aggressive.
He just films too. Like, we have so many videos of us growing up in the 90s and my dad just filming us and awful things happening. Like, me falling down the frigging tube at Allen Park in Worcester where I started at the top. And then Carissa goes, don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to fall. And I fell from the top to the bottom. It had to be like 9 feet.
You just hear down. Dunk.
Yeah, and then my dad's filming as he runs up. And Carissa goes, I told you so. With her bangs.
With my bangs.
Oh, God. Well, anyway, moving on to some other things that we had when we, back in the 90s, when we were younger, how do you guys feel about the death of the modern mall?
Makes me kind of sad, but I still like to walk around a mall. I'm not one of those people that's hooked on the online shopping thing. I really like to go into the store and try clothes on and touch things. You know, that sounds dirty, but...
I don't know. I feel indifferent. I didn't really care for the mall. I mean, we did hang out there a lot when we were younger, when we lived on the other side of the city.
We eat so much McDonald's. We should be dead.
We were skinny at that point too. So
yeah,
I guess none of the frigging carcinogens and fat fucking lard and shit were in there at that point. Either that or our metabolisms were just really high. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some more water.
I still go to the Auburn Mall every so often. I like to go in there.
But that's still a mall though. Like it still has stores.
Yeah.
It's not like this husk of what used to be.
No, thank God.
Do you guys feel like department stores are almost becoming our new version of the mall? Compared to what they were before. And I say that in the way that now department stores have these little sections that are different brands and can essentially go in there and get almost anything you need, from groceries to like repair stuff to healthcare items to clothes.
I don't really know. What department stores are we talking about?
Like Target, Walmart.
Okay.
Trying to think of other ones. Nothing's coming to mind.
Walmart is my favorite. Everybody knows this already, though.
As long as they don't put the tampons next to the Miralax, we're all good. I don't know. I like the fact that it's like a one-stop shop rather than having to go to 17 different stores. But I don't know. That's just me. I will say that Walmart has some really fucking shitty stuff, though. So you better watch what you buy, because it's going to break. Like, you don't want to buy a comb that you look at the wrong way, all the teeth fall off. Like someone else we know. Just say. Sorry. I'm a little tired. Let me drink some more water.
What would your go-to snack drink combo back in 1999-ish time? I can't exactly remember. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't exactly remember what it was then. I'm trying to think of like my go-to snack as a...
I had so many because I was such a fat kid. But, oh, the onion rings, the Wise onion rings, chips, and like a teeny thin juice. Yeah, and a teeny juice.
Do they still have those? Those are the best.
I think so. I like those a lot. Way better than Funyuns.
Mine was the Muncho chips, and I like Charleston Chew, the raspberry one, not the vanilla. And I don't know. I was never really a soda person, I don't think, growing up.
Surge. Remember Surge?
Yeah, I remember Surge.
Oh, remember Sprite Remix? The purple one.
Oh, I loved that one. It was like if you put purple Skittles into a Sprite.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was mad when they got rid of it.
Yeah, because then they did the island one, the island jam, which was the red cap.
Good. Let's be honest, no. It wasn't good.
It tasted like ass in a bottle with lime flavored.
The hint of mango.
Oh, remember Honey Buns? Honey Buns was another go-to snack.
Yeah. Oh, Cosmic Brownies, too. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I did not eat those.
Why? I still eat those.
They were so good. I still eat them.
Because they were fucking tar with nards on them.
Oh. Do you remember the snowballs?
I was going to say, what about the zebra
cakes?
Did you
eat those?
Yeah, zebra cakes were so good too. That was one of my favorites.
I like zebra cakes. The snowballs. Did you ever eat those, Carissa? They're fucking gross.
They were gross, but I liked them.
I didn't like them when I was young. And then when I was maybe adolescent to teenager, I liked them. And now I think they're disgusting.
Something like that should not keep for an apocalypse. You shouldn't be like, oh, as long as I find a Hostess truck, I'll be set for years and years because a Twinkie doesn't rot. That's
all
disgusting.
I can think
you shouldn't
of
be
is,
putting that in your body.
Oh, what movie is that with Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg?
Oh, Zombieland. Yeah, that's right. He did find Twinkies.
That's what he was looking for.
No, he was looking for the snowball, but he kept finding Twinkies.
That's right. That's right.
Gross.
I never saw that movie.
Really? Oh, my God. How do you guys feel about the fact that Gen Z is finding out about AOL and they think it is vintage tech?
I think it's really funny. Have you actually, I've seen videos. Have you seen the videos where they ask a kid about the internet and they hand them AOL? And they're like, all right, hey, go online. And the kid's like, what do you mean? And they're like, go online. And the kid picks up the phone. And he's like, I am online. He's like, no, no, no. You can't use the house phone to go online. You need to put that down. But the kid has no clue. No clue at all what's happening.
No, they don't even know their own history. Like, shit. Yeah, the days of the 13 and a half floppy disk, the dial-up internet,
Shit. And your mom picks up the phone and is like, get off the fucking internet.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because you need to be on the phone line. Like, that the phone line plugged into your computer, and that's how you got internet. These kids don't even know how lucky they have it.
I was just going to say, right. They don't know what it was like to try and to need to use the internet for school, and your mom is on a call with your aunt that she hasn't talked to for 2 months. Not doing that project tonight.
On the phone that has the cord that like fucking is 30 feet long and you can drag into the next room.
It didn't start that long, but it ended up that long.
Right.
She's outside on the phone.
Down the street on the phone.
Do you remember? Oh my God, Peter, do you remember Dad when people would call the house phone after 8 p.m.?
Oh, yeah. He would flip the fuck out. He'd be like, it's further than calling right now. What is this, a telemarketer?
Never
see it tomorrow.
Never call again after 8 o'clock.
He was that guy.
He was insane. Or you'd be on the phone with your friend and he would quietly answer and he'd be like, listening, and you had no idea it was listening, and I'd be like, so keep going. What are you guys talking about? I'd be like, what? Get off the phone.
It's also silly to get your attention. They'd either scream for you because the phone was in the kitchen, or they would like stomp on the floor. So
you
grew up with one.
You weren't texting from the other room back then. You were just getting yelled at.
Yeah. Texting cost 10 cents a message when we were growing up.
Yeah. Yep.
Unlimited texting didn't happen until we were at 16, 17.
Oh my God. Do you remember when we got texting and mom was like, yeah, you only get 300 texts? And I was so excited to have texting and I went over and she lost her mind.
Man, Carissa lost her cell phone.
Yeah, lost her cell phone.
Yeah. It was so expensive, or what we thought was so expensive back then was like $120 for 4 lines. Now we pay $220 for 2.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You're lucky. But still. Yeah, I remember that. Those were the good days. Not really. They were still bad.
It was fun when you got the cordless. Remember the house phone that was a cordless? And you felt so, so cool walking around with this thing that was like bigger than your face?
Yeah. Sean's parents still have a hard phone line.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It's one of the few phone numbers I know by heart. You guys want to play a game?
Ooh, I thought we were.
This game is called Reboot, Scam, or 90s Core. And so here's how it works.
Oh,
I'm going to give you guys an item, and you're going to guess whether or not it is a 90s staple, a modern wellness product, or a full-blown scam.
Okay.
All right. And then I will let you know what the answer actually is. So the first one I have is Moon Juice Sex Dust.
Oh, Reboot. That sounds like a fallout scam.
It sounds like something they should sell at Amazings.
This is real. It is a wellness scam.
Yes.
Retailing for $38 to allegedly enhance cosmic energy.
I knew it. It's sold at sex stores. I knew it.
What was it called? The moon juice? Something freaky dude up in your mouth?
Moon juice. What? Sex dust. So moon juice, colon, sex dust. Not okay, colon, like colon in your body, but.
That was my next thing. Just going to blow the dust into the colon.
This just went south.
Nothing we're saying is making it better, so we're going to move on to the next one.
I'm going to check for that at Amazing.
Nickelodeon Gak Slime Cleanser.
Oh my god. No way. Cleanser? I don't know.
Reboot.
Is your final answer?
People put snail and salmon jizz on their face right now. You can't put slime.
It's fake, but you're right. It is terrifyingly plausible. So...
the fucking ruling dust and your quinoa pussy, whatever, is real, but the slime that you put on your face isn't when people are putting salmon jizz on their face.
Touche. All right, so how about this one? Trapper Keeper and Supreme collab. I don't know what Supreme is, so maybe I'm a bad gay.
I don't know what Supreme is, but I remember Trapper Keeper.
Yeah, I remember that too. We used to just call it a binder. I don't know why the fuck teachers call it a Trapper Keeper.
Keeper. Because it had the Velcro, remember? And everything stayed in.
Much like a corset for your papers. Supreme reminds me of the tacos from Taco Bell. So I don't know.
It's so funny. That's what I was thinking of too, is like Taco Supreme. Or I also went to like American Horror Story Coven. When I first
So it's like a Trapper Keeper for taco shells.
And witches.
Yeah, and witches. I don't know. I'll say it's a reboot.
So I don't have a definitive answer here. It says real-ish. Supreme has done collabs with everything except therapy. So apparently they're just capitalists. All right. I got one last one for you guys. Ariana Grande's cloud water.
It's like her bath water or something.
I was gonna say.
I think it means from clouds. Water from clouds.
Is she collecting rain outside her home?
She's collecting her queef water.
Cloud butter makes it sound so much better.
You know what the clouds are. I have no idea. I can't tell if that's real or not.
I know.
I would have put it faster.
It's fake, but let's not tempt her PR team, so we're going to drop this topic. I have a question for you.
Farting into bottles.
Oh my god, like that lady from TikTok that was selling her farts with like rose petals and stuff. Oh my god.
I saw that. That's so gross.
So crazy what people can do. So people,
it's definitely not 90s shit.
So crazy what people will think of spend money on. Oh,
I don't know. Someone says, let me canister my farts like aerosol. I don't know. Do they have an aerosol sprayer on the top so you can like bask in the ambiance?
Oh my
they
God.
They probably do.
You just have to let it all out at once and like do a big inhale. It only lasts a few seconds and
just inhale all of my growth petal and methane.
Don't light a match.
Don't light a match. It matches as soon as you freaking swallow all that.
So,
right.
I have a question for you guys. What is? Sorry, I'm asking for two things. What is one reboot that you actually loved, and what is one reboot that you think needs to be buried without any honor, or with honor, but just needs to be buried.
I love Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I like that reboot.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I actually agree with you. And then they got rid of it because people were offended.
Yep. Leave it to Americans to be offended.
If you're offended with it, just don't watch it.
Precisely.
Right, exactly.
You don't like same-sex marriage, don't get married to someone of the same sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, I think that one was good. I don't know what should die. See? Okay. I do have one, and I think it already died. But Charmed should not have ever been brought back.
They brought that back? I didn't know that.
I'm conflicted on that one because, like, I felt that way when they announced it, but then we watched some of it, and it was actually not bad. But they didn't try to make the story exactly the same. They made it very similar, but they still made it like its own. So I think that's the only reason it worked, but I didn't like it as much as I liked the original Charmed.
Yeah, like the Charmed ones were just three witches that happened to be sisters. But I don't know. The original series was so good, I don't think it needed a reboot.
Yeah.
I think we should have just left it where it was.
Trying to think, there's something that we just recently saw that was a reboot style, and I really enjoyed it, but I can't think of it. But one thing that has not been rebooted yet, but it does not need to be, is Harry Potter. Drop it, HBO. Come on,
yeah.
Let's not do this shit.
Yeah,
let's not support this woman anymore. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, Carissa, what about The Craft?
The Craft. They did reboot that. That wasn't very good.
Yeah.
They should have left it alone.
Oh, and Mean Girls. Mean Girls. Why did you redo Mean Girls?
Yeah.
I love Renee Rapp, but no. I don't know why you
did. I refuse to watch it. We haven't even watched it yet.
We went to watch
it.
They
made
it
a fucking musical.
We turned it on, and then before anything even happened on it, we turned it off because we were like, no, we can't do this.
Did you guys see the new Stitch movie?
No.
No, not yet.
I heard that it's more depressing than the cartoon.
Yeah.
The cartoon is pretty dark.
Well, yeah. I guess I'd have to watch it again to see because I don't remember it, but
that little girl is a mess. She is not well.
I know a lot of people are like up in arms because there's a point in the movie, in the cartoon movie, that Plinkley is wearing a dress. He's like a disguise. Oh, and they didn't put it in the new movie.
Oh, the alien.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, he's like genderless to begin with. So what the fuck does it matter? He puts on a dress. He has one fucking eyeball. Like, come on.
Well, why do people get so upset about stupid things? I just don't understand this.
It makes no sense.
That was like the other movie that they came out with that people were upset that it was a Spanish girl. That was cast as the main character. I can't think of the
name. Oh, Snow White.
Yes.
Oh, it's the same thing as when I'm gonna get the sister's name wrong just because I can't. Hallie Bailey.
Yeah.
That played Ariel. She did so good. People were so mad about her getting cast, and it's like it should not matter if the person does a good job. I understand that it may not be what you initially think of when you think of the character, but open up your fucking mind a little bit. Come on. Just be open to some new experiences and to the fact that not everybody looks exactly the same.
I just think that people assume that a reboot is going to be the same exact cast or characters. They're going to look exactly the same. So people get upset about it, but it's a reboot for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, you know what was a reboot that I liked? The Witches.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
I don't think I saw that.
It's Anne Hathaway. She plays the Grand High Witch.
And Octavia Spencer's in it too, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I thought that
and
was
hers. I think it's her grandson that's the Bruno that turns into the mouse.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I think that's how it was in the other movie too.
Yeah, I think that's
it was the grandmother.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I'm going to have to watch that. I didn't even know that they remade that movie. That was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It was good. She was very creepy in it, though.
Another
yeah,
thing
she was.
For millennials, especially millennials who like something more on the darker side or like animation that's made for adults, the Velma cartoon, I believe it's on HBO, mm-hmm. that Mindy Kaling produced, that is a really good reboot of the Scooby-Doo gang. That one was done very well. It's very funny, very adult, very interesting.
Very lesbian.
Yeah, but...
Well, then I need to watch it.
It's really good. I think a lot of people would enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good. It's very dark, though.
Yes. Are there any things you guys wish would be rebooted that haven't been rebooted?
That's a tough question. I don't know.
I think Carissa, her favorite movie growing up was Love and Basketball. What if they redid another one of those?
That was
oh,
my
man,
brother's
if they
favorite.
Redid that, I would definitely watch it. That was my favorite movie. I swore that I was going to fall in love with some basketball player, and then I became a lesbian.
There's still time.
Maybe she'll be a basketball player. Who knows?
Yeah. Girl,
8 feet tall.
Never know.
Climber like a tree.
That's right.
I don't know if this is necessarily from the 90s, but it was when we were growing up. I think that they should remake Juana Man.
Oh.
Oh my God. That was such a good movie.
That was
that
a
was
good
so
thing.
Funny.
It's hysterical. Oh, I can remember when her boob flies off and stuck to the window. It was just like, it's such a good movie.
I didn't mean, I thought you were done. Sorry.
No.
I was going to say, I would love to see them redo. This isn't necessarily a kid type thing, but To Wong Fu with actual drag queens.
That would be good.
Yeah, that would.
That would be pretty awesome.
I know. And have RuPaul in it again.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I forgot RuPaul was in that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the movie that I was talking about before. I think we talked about it in another episode where I was like, I thought RuPaul was a girl.
He comes down from the ceiling. He's like, Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. Did you remember that he was in the Brady Bunch too?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the guidance counselor,
right?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He was in Sabrina
Jenny,
too.
You gotta get what you want.
Oh, but that's right.
He was the.
Who's he in Sabrina?
He worked at the wig shop or something, like the hair store. He was in one or two episodes. He wasn't in a lot. But he was in a couple of them. And then there was another episode where I think he played a judge or something.
I don't know. I don't remember. I remember the wig store.
The wig store might have been the Brady Bunch, now that I'm thinking about it. Because
no,
I remember.
He was the guidance counselor in the Brady Bunch.
No, I know, but I'm thinking. Because remember when they did the. Can't talk. The Shady Brunch thing special on HBO during COVID, where Kylie played Jan and Candy played Cindy, Bianca played the mom, Ben played the dad.
Still don't remember.
Okay. Well, she was in that.
I never saw that.
I know RuPaul was in that, but whatever. We'll get to the bottom of it at another time, I suppose. Yeah. Sometimes I think reboots are awesome. Sometimes I think, geez, they need to stop. But while we're talking about things from our childhood, what was your favorite Saturday morning cartoon when you were younger? Or not even necessarily Saturday morning, but just favorite cartoon when you were younger.
I liked Recess.
That was
Recess was good.
It was so good. There was always something chaotic happening.
I loved Recess.
The friggin' principal with that. It was crazy. I loved Daria.
Daria was great.
She was great.
That's something that I would love to have a reboot, I think. That was so funny.
Should. Didn't they do a live action one? I thought they did a live action one.
I think they were going to, but then I don't think it ever went anywhere.
I think it was a skit. I think it was a skit with Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, no, that sounds accurate, Peter.
She would be a really good Daria, though.
She'd be an excellent Daria.
It was so good.
Daria was great when I was growing up, kid-wise, though. Cartoon. I don't know. I like Darkwing Duck, and I like Gargoyles.
Gargoyles was good.
Yeah.
I loved Codename Kid Next Door. Yeah. They were all like numbers. Trying to think of some other ones. I loved like Digimon and Pokemon. I loved
Digimon.
Dragon Ball Z when I was younger. And I even liked Dragon Ball, which I didn't realize I liked until I was older. And I realized when my friend introduced me to Dragon Ball Z. And then I was like, hey, this character looks really familiar. And I went and looked up old versions. And I'm like, oh, shit, I watched this before. Didn't even know.
Of course. He liked everything with balls.
My parents should have known at an early age.
They did.
Rugrats. Remember Rugrats?
Yeah, I heard it. Rugrats. I was so Angelica.
Yes.
Yeah, you were.
I loved Rugrats. Rugrats was great. And then we had some really interesting cartoons like on Cartoon Network, the cartoons, Dexter's Lab and Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Hey, we're Dexter.
Donnie Bravo.
Yes.
I used to watch Donnie Bravo all the time.
Cow and Chicken. Their parents
were Samurai Jack.
Their parents didn't have tops of their body. They were just like legs and the bottom of the torso.
Ren and Stimpy.
Oh yes.
Ren and Stimpy was unhinged.
They're fucking foul. Like, you watch it now and you're like, holy shit, I didn't know what was happening back then.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Yes.
Oh, that's Mr. a good one.
Mr. and Mrs. Bighead.
Yep.
It's
so inappropriate now.
She was always hitting on Rocko.
And she's all like this.
Yeah.
That was great.
And then Heifer, which I didn't find out until I got older that was a cow.
With the slicked green hair.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and no one realized that was like a slang term for a fat person.
Right.
They're like, oh yeah, did you see what Heifer did? Probably ate something.
Okay.
Cat Dog was awesome too.
Yes, I was just gonna say Cat Dog. Because you know they have that, or they had, I think it got canceled, that show Bluey for kids now, where it like teaches them emotional intelligence and stuff. What did Cat Dog teach us? That this character had a shared digestive system?
Yes.
GMOs.
But on
where did they ship from?
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's actually a really good point.
One, it was coming out of someone's mouth.
It's like human centipede all over again.
Backwards. Backwards human centipede.
I don't know. That's weird. A lot of things haunted me from this. Oh, wait, spiral. 1 second. So can we talk about Dora the Explorer for a second?
What about?
That show is incredibly racist. It is. It's incredibly racist.
So first off,
you have Dora. She's Spanish, and she's got a magic backpack full of items that she's smuggling. Then you have her cousin Diego, who got his own show, and it's Go Diego Go, run from the Border Patrol. That's rude. And she's teaching you Spanish like this. Hola. It was just so racist. And then the other Spanish show that they got was Handy Manny. Why the fuck is he a handyman? Because Spanish people don't do anything else but work in construction.
Or go on trips racist. Across the border. Sorry.
I think they felt like they had to make something of another culture. Because remember, it was Bob the Builder first?
Yeah, and then you got Hansy Manny, who's a fucking town pedophile, I guess, because that's what they think of us.
Jesus.
But at least he can fix your pipes. Sorry.
On the topic of unhinged things on our TV, can we talk about some of the PSAs that we saw as children? The ads for not smoking weed or not smoking cigarettes.
Oh, oh my God, you bounced into the couch because you smoked weed?
Yes.
It's like a flat teenager.
I used to be friends with so-and-so, but then she started smoking weed, and it's just the person melted into the couch with their eyes popping out.
Oh, the non-smoking ones where it's the lady with the tree.
Yeah.
It's just smoke.
How the fuck did you blow it?
She blew the freaking candle out of the cake. I don't know about you, but I don't want that cake.
Yeah, you definitely know you're a 90s kid if you were able to be scared straight by a cartoon lizard telling you not to smoke crack. Like, just the things that we were presented with.
Or Miss Cleo.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Cleo. I called her. Girl, I called her once. I called her once. She was on point. She was on point. I definitely got grounded.
You had the stick for headaches. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead.
And then it just repeated it over and over again. My God.
For headaches. What the?
What is this doing?
I don't know, but your head was never going to be chapped again.
Can we talk about... Okay, I have to go here. I'm spiraling. Don't care. The stupid pad commercials.
Oh, for Maxi like, pads. Pour.
They pour all this fucking liquid on the pad, and it's like, this is not real. Okay? There's no way that this fucking thing is holding all that liquid. Right? Have you worn one of these before? It's not happening.
It's like the scene from Big Mouth where she wears the pad into the lake and it sucks up the whole lake.
Oh my God, yes.
It was bad. Yeah, those ones were bad. And then they started, like, they would show the wings.
Yeah. Yes.
Now it's extra light wings.
Oh.
They're like this. Oh, what are you doing with those?
I don't know. Do they stick to the vulva or were they just designed?
Like... Under the underwear. Goes like this. Right under the underwear.
Why would you... Is that supposed to be like the storm drain stuff? So in case it leaks? Like, you know, something
that. That was the other thing too. That it prevents leaks. No, the fuck it doesn't. Does not. You're leaking. You're fucking leaking. And it's a bad time. It's gross.
It sounds bad.
This... But get the wings for extra protection. The wings are just soaked and they flap down. That's it. They're done. It's not protecting shit.
They have a lot of those commercials. And then they started getting adventurous and putting the tampon ones out.
Yeah, the tampons do this and they're spinning and they look all pretty.
Yeah, they don't tell you where they go.
You shove a mouse in your vagina. That's what you do.
Like a push pop.
Oh. Oh my God, I remember push pops.
We definitely lost Gen Z on that one. What the fuck is a push pop? Baby bottle pop.
Oh, the baby bottle pops.
Sorry.
You remember the push pops? Remember when we get multiple ones and put them on your fingers?
Yep.
Like nails.
The ring pop.
You'd be like fingernails. Oh, the ring pop, yeah. Will you marry me? You'd be so excited.
Our cousin used to get them and put them all over his hands, and then he would dunk them in Sprite and shit.
Yeah, he'd be like, I just dunk it in a fucking glass.
So crazy.
And then just sucking it off. Does it taste better?
Just some weird shit with your kids.
Yeah, they're like, it enhances it. Just put spray all over yourself. Make sure you lift that ring.
Do you remember the Elmer's glue? How you'd be in class and you'd be doing some kind of fucking art project and then somehow it gets on your hand and you're like, this is cool. And then you just keep putting more.
Oh my God.
Smearing it into your hand. And you're like, oh. And then you still peel it off and you're like, it's like a fucking snake shedding.
If it was gross, you would go like this. All you go like this. And it looks like coagulated jizz on your hand. It was so...
Why did we do that? It was so weird. And the teacher's like, I'm going to put the glue down.
She's like, I did.
It's everywhere. Help.
Yes. I remember it. Elmer's glue. God.
Yes.
You froze. No. He was just sick.
It was just going crazy.
What else you got for us?
Or when you dip, you dip your fingers in your mom's candles. And have the little wax things on your fingertips, and you're like E.T. Your fingers under the fucking candle. Why did we do such weird shit when we were kids?
Entertainment was cheaper back then.
Or do you remember you'd have one of those stupid, like, box fans or even, like, a stand-up fan? You'd sit in front of it and just go, just to hear the noise.
I could picture Sean doing that.
I was thinking, like, no, I didn't.
No, I used to talk into the fan all the time.
Did you ever build wind forts with it?
No.
Oh, we did that. That was so sick. We used
to
take a bunch of...
electric bell must have been crazy.
We used to take a bunch of blankets and sheets, and we would drape them over things and then shoot the box fans underneath them, and then we'd get in there. We'd have forts. Wind forts.
You have to have some crazy little stories when you were growing up.
No, not really. I wasn't allowed to do a lot of stuff.
We didn't. Right. I don't think anybody knew what we were doing. We were just doing it.
You know what? I think they should redo. I think they should redo Home Alone, but with the actual characters.
They tried that and it was terrible.
No, with Macaulay Culkin. Like, yeah, he's grown up with his family.
Oh, it's his kid that gets left behind, you think?
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Maybe.
You know that he bought the house, right?
I heard that.
The house is an Airbnb.
I was going to say they rented on Airbnb.
Yeah, he bought it with Brad Nasson. Anyway. Do they have kombucha back then? Or is that new?
That's new.
I was going to say, I don't think they fucking had that back then. Why do people, okay, I understand that there are health benefits to kombucha, but what the fuck is the whole ordeal with, I need to get a kombucha? Why is that a thing?
I really don't know. I think Sean and I, go ahead.
It's essentially the same thing as alcohol. So it's an addiction.
Can you get addicted to it?
Yeah, it's fermented. Hold on, I have to...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's not alcoholic, but it is... So, I just want to talk a little bit about how rebranding and rebooting is sometimes emotionally exploited. Did you know that in 2024, 40% of new products launched were actually recycled 90s intellectual property?
No.
I had no idea.
I don't have specific examples right here, but let me see if I can grab some for you.
It's probably like Purin tablets. That could be a good one to redo.
Oh, that would be a good
one. The bird cage.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I did have examples. I just didn't realize that's what they were. Okay. Adult Happy Meals with collectible toys. Mattel Cinematic Universe, Barbie collab with NYX.
Like cosmetics? That's crazy. What are they going to do? Bring back Polly Pockets next?
Oh, there's supposed to be a Polly Pocket movie that's part of the Mattel Cinematic Universe. It's supposed to be done by Lena Dunham.
I heard about that, but I didn't know if it was a real thing.
There's no expected date or anything for it, so no one knows that if it's definitely going to happen. I've heard that it keeps getting pushed off, but it is supposed to be happening.
That's going to be creepy. Are that they going to be that creepy. Small?
No. I don't know.
They have to be. They were so cute. Remember, I had every single one?
Yeah, she had every fucking seashell with all 50 little pieces.
Take it with me everywhere.
Remember
other stuff in there too, like chapstick.
Those pieces were so tiny, and then now they're like choking hazard.
Yeah, that thing was full of choking hazards. What about the Polly Pocket house? I think it's in Massachusetts that you can
Oh, the
rent on
B&B.
Airbnb. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
But
that's really cool.
you have to like camp outside in a little doghouse.
Yeah, absolutely not. I'm good.
It does not seem like a good time. It's not a way I want to spend my money.
I think it's in Littleton, Mass.
That sounds accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
I
But
want to see
why
it.
would you even want to? You're going up there and you're going naked out of the shower, just sit in the freaking house, and the house is completely open.
Yeah.
That is
It's
weird.
weird.
I
Just
just
it
want to see it. I don't want to stay there.
just want to go take a picture and leave.
Yes, exactly.
Gross. I wouldn't want to do that. The Polly Pocket thing's gonna freak me out.
I
Yeah,
remember
not...
the Happy Meal thing, the adult Happy Meals.
They called it the Mighty Kids Meal.
Is that what they called it?
Wasn't that
Yeah,
like the
because then you had
big kids meal?
Yeah, the adults. Yeah, I don't remember any other products. So, yeah, the Mighty Kids Meal was the teen-ish.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that the Mighty Kids was like the competition for the big kids meal.
Yeah, I don't really remember that. I remember the Burger King one where they would give you the stupid crown.
You know that I went to Burger King recently and I went through the drive-thru to get something, and the lady goes, "Would you like a crown today?" I was like, "You know what? Yes, the fuck I do." I wore that shit so proudly while I drove my car.
Did you know that nostalgia marketing is actually a literal job title at major ad agencies now?
What the fuck? Hire me. Shit,
And
I could have a blast with that.
nostalgia is actually a billion-dollar business between cereal, toys, cosmetics, drinks, and fashion.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
They say the reason that it works is because there's this emotional resonance that's boosted, that boosts trust for brands when they use nostalgia targeted materials, especially with millennials. They're 76% more likely to purchase products with nostalgia targeted towards millennials, ads that are nostalgia targeting millennials.
I can see that because our life is fucking stopped. If we want anything to go back, that brings us back to the days when things were a lot simpler and you could still eat dirt.
And
not be afraid of getting 27 diseases.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Everything. Everyone's always sick these days. It's like you can't even avoid it.
Remember
There's
when you can
mucus.
share drinks with people and not have to worry about fucking germs?
Right.
Yep. On that topic, on the topic of health and on the topic of drinks, let's spiral a little bit about wellness and this new trend with these wellness drinks. And I think Carissa probably has some opinions on this being in the industry that she's in. How do you feel about all of these things, these kombuchas, these collagen waters, mushroom tonics, probiotic sodas?
I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to make money and make things more organic and less processed, but some of that shit is processed. The mushroom thing freaks me out a little bit. I don't understand how you can get caffeine from mushrooms. That's not a real thing.
I'm gonna go suck on one, I'll tell you.
I've actually heard from other fitness enthusiasts and instructors that I work with that the mushroom coffee doesn't even work. Like one of the instructors I work with, she said, I went back to coffee because it was bullshit.
Yeah. It's microdose shit.
Kombucha, I've tried. I like it if I'm sick, especially the ginger one. I feel like it does help with your immune system because it does have a lot of vitamins and nutrients.
Yeah.
But if you eat a healthy, well-balanced diet, you're going to get all those nutrients anyway, which most people don't because there's so much processed food in America. But it is what it is. I just think that people are looking to make a buck, and it's easy to just say, "Oh, we threw all these things in one drink. Now try
That's a good point. I didn't think about
it."
it like that. Do you
I
oh, sorry.
just don't remember like growing up with apple cider vinegar. I'm sure it was a thing. But that's honestly what it tastes like to me.
Kombucha?
I think it has it
Yeah.
in it, doesn't it?
Then that explains why it tastes like it. So fucking gross.
So I think one of them does have it in it. Apple cider vinegar, that's another thing. That irritates me. Oh, you can lose belly fat from drinking apple cider vinegar. Who the fuck wants to drink that? I'm not.
Nope. And
then you find out that it's bad for your teeth.
Right. It's bad for your digestive system, too.
Yeah.
Well, how's it bad for your... Well, it's bad for your teeth if they go into your digestive system, but what the fuck is it bad for your teeth?
It deteriorates the enamel or something. It's similar to...
Is that what happened to your best friend? You.
Moving on.
Too much apple cider vinegar.
Okay. How about this? How about the fact that sometimes now it seems like you're not properly thriving unless your hydration costs more than a cocktail? Have you seen that? These waters that cost more than it costs to get a drink at the bar? What is going on?
All these electrolyte water and smart water and there's one of them that comes in, it's a smart water in a black container. I can't remember what it's called. And it's supposed to be better for you. And I'm like, it's all fucking filtered. It's all acidic. If you take a pH test on every single water that they have here in a bottle, you are going to find acid in it. The only good water that you're going to get is if you have a well at your house.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that those things are insane. The electrolyte waters is essentially just salt water, so go drink the fucking ocean.
Get some pretty light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I think that it's ridiculous. People need to understand that hydration has always been a thing since we were living in fucking caves and smearing shits on the wall to make frigging paintings. But it's like shit. Everyone thinks it's a novel thing that, oh, you got to stay hydrated. It's not. Everybody's been drinking fucking water since the dawn of time. You just look like an asshole carrying around a giant jug now. That's it. Sorry. That was a nice feel.
No, you're fine. So just a
giant jug.
Couple quick stats for you guys. Millennials are the top consumers of functional beverages. And we're talking like Bella Hadid's functional mocktails and all those.
Those are good.
They are. I have to give her that. But did you also know that LaCroix mentions on TikTok surged 60% in 2023 alone?
No.
No, I didn't know that.
And I don't have a reason for it, but my assumption would be that it's like someone heard someone talking about it, thought it was cool, and then everyone jumps on this bandwagon and they're telling everyone they've got to drink LaCroix.
I think it's because of Ariana Grande's cloud water.
Queef water.
Queef water.
Well, I have a question for you guys on the topic of beverages and influencers. What is the wildest thing that you, well, what's the wildest drink, if you've tried one, that you've tried because someone swore on the internet that you needed to try it? Or what is the wildest product that you've tried for that reason?
One and the same. Water. I'm kidding. I don't know.
I tried kombucha because of the internet, I'll be honest. It tastes like shit.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'll drink it in a pinch if I don't feel good. It's definitely helped me to feel better because of all the vitamins.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing really wild that I've tried because somebody else has recommended it. I won't drink pickle juice, and I'm really sick of these people with the fucking pickles. Like, drinking the pickle juice and pickle fucking chips and all that shit.
Oh, that does
not need to be a thing.
What about
it doesn't need to be a thing.
What about the video of the pickle festival where the person went to the pickle festival and they had all the different pickle stuff and then they got sick because of it?
She ended up in the hospital.
That much pickled stuff can be really, really bad for your digestive system.
Because of all the vinegar.
Vinegar. apple cider vinegar, exactly what I was saying.
Yeah. She ended up in the hospital, like her whole face was swollen and red, and her throat started closing and stuff.
She essentially
did a terrible job again.
I mean,
if it's in one day.
If the pickle is good, it will do that to you either way, but still.
That's like the kid that always pops up during Pride Month that got sent to the hospital for giving him a blowjob.
Oh my God. I didn't know about this.
I'm going to bed now.
Oh my God. Oh, Peter, I have a question for you. How do you feel about Hailey Bieber's skin smoothie at Erewhon?
God. First off, a smoothie should not be $18. Second off, if you wanted to taste Hailey Bieber, I'm pretty sure you could because she seems easy enough. Anyway, yeah, the vanilla strawberry swirl shortcake thing is fucking ridiculous. Why does she have her own drink? She's boring as hell.
I have a legitimate question. What did she actually do prior to marrying Justin?
She was rich.
She was a Baldwin, right? But she didn't do anything. Like, she doesn't have a talent.
Apparently, it's sucking dick, so she gets an $18 smoothie.
Oh, Jesus okay. Christ. Moving on.
I want to drink. What do I got to do?
You got to fly to California. That's where they have them.
No, I want to make my own. Fuck her. I don't want hers.
On the topic of drinks, when you were a kid, what drink made you feel like crazy fancy when you had it?
Crazy fancy?
Or just fancy in general. I think I felt fancy when I would have a Snapple because it was in a glass bottle.
Oh, yeah. Remember when they were glass?
Yeah. I know they're plastic now.
Yeah.
I could see that. The pink lemonade Snapple.
Yeah, the Sobeys used to be in glass bottles, too. Now they're in plastic bottles.
Those even exist, though?
I don't know. I know they did previously, because I've seen them, but I don't know the last time I've seen them.
I would say I felt fancy, but I felt pretty cool with an Arizona iced tea.
Yeah.
A giant pan.
Yeah.
Curse it, drinking her fucking 40.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
Yeah, I didn't even know what Arnold Palmer was until I started dating you. I wouldn't drink it.
It's just half iced tea, half lemonade.
I know, I didn't know that until we started dating. 12 years ago.
Why did they name it Arnold Palmer?
After the golf guy. Golfer.
Is it a golfer?
Yeah. I think it's what he used to drink, how he used to drink.
What the fuck? Why they need a drink called the Carissa.
Gonna be bland as fuck. No.
Oh. Shade here.
All right. One last question for you guys before we wrap things up. What has been your most recent taste like childhood moment?
My stupid muscle milks, the strawberry muscle milks. They taste like strawberry Nesquik. It's so good.
Oh my God. Is Nesquik still a thing?
I think so.
I don't know, but that muscle milk, man, I drink them like they're water.
I can't even say it like that. Oh, I got one. Those cookies that you get at the store where they have the jelly filling when we used to go to the Hostess store in West Wales.
Yeah.
You get the cookie with the hardened jelly thing in the middle. And you're just like,
yeah,
bubble gum.
Sometimes a little jelly would fall out.
Yeah. You don't even want the shortbread. You just throw it.
Yep.
The jelly. Yeah, that's it. We got that, a month ago or something?
Yeah, we had
me back.
Those were good. Yeah, that's probably mine too, the most recent one that I've had.
Bad day. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, with that
nostalgic moment.
Let's be honest, when we were kids, if it had a cartoon mascot on it, if it was neon, we believed we were getting vitamins from it. Like, that's what I thought. Because we had the neon vitamin bottles with the cartoon characters. I thought that was just a signature for, this is healthy.
It was all healthy, as long as they had all the colors.
Yeah, for real.
And they have the green ketchup and the blue butter and the pink butter and all that stuff.
God, yes. I forgot about that, the ketchup that was different colors. Remember how
yeah, radioactive.
Mom would be like, why are you putting that green shit on your hot dog?
Do you remember when they had the purple one?
It was like neon purple.
Oh.
Looked like radioactive.
It tasted better, though.
It tasted better because it was just yours. No one else would eat it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Nobody wanted it.
So do you guys have anything that you want to let our listeners know before we wrap things up today?
Look for the minisode this week. Be releasing one on Friday and one on Saturday, both containing pretty pertinent information and an exciting surprise for you.
I don't have anything. Are we going
Chris
to Pride?
Chris is just glad to be here.
Are we going to Pride is my question.
We're supposed to be going to Pride.
Yes.
Pride.
Pride
on this Saturday.
Providence Pride this Saturday. Hopefully we will see you there.
If you guys see us, then fucking say hi. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
We don't fucking bite hard.
No. Only if you asked.
Only if you consent to it.
Consent is key.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all I got.
One last question for you guys. I know I said it, but one last question. If you could bring one thing back from the 90s, unchanged, what would it be?
Ew, it's hard.
That is. Oh, the little... Remember the Tamagotchi things?
Yes, I love those.
I love that. It gave me a purpose.
Yep. I'm with you on that one.
The Raspberry Charleston shoe. I don't think I haven't seen it at all.
I will find it for you. I will find it for you because I went to a thrift store not too long ago that has all the old candies.
Oh, now we're old.
Before we feel something any like older, listeners, share your nostalgic chaos with us using hashtag sippy cup sadness or reboot regrets. And listen, look, nostalgia is sweet. Sometimes it tastes like Tang. Are there times it's just like capitalism Jesus. In glitter packaging? So whether you're sipping mushroom water or crying into your Capri Sun, hydrate with intention, millennial. Like, subscribe, and send this episode to one friend who bought Beanie Babies as a retirement plan. You know who you are. Bye.
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 Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.